Been a while? Jump back into Chumba Casino. Enjoy new games every week and your daily login bonus. Log in today to keep the fun going. Chumba Casino, where the fun never stops. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The Yankee fans saying that the lack of moves at the deadline this year correlates to Aaron Judge not coming back, which I don't quite understand that logic. Because they're saying, well, wait a second, if you're making no moves and you don't think you have a chance to go and win a championship, so that means that Aaron Judge isn't coming back, where I'm thinking that Brian Cashman, who clutches his pearls of prospects, doesn't want to give up any of these guys when he knows Judge and Stanton are going to come back, and if they perform offensively the way he expects, then you don't need to get any more offense.
Yeah, I don't get that either. To me, what they did yesterday was to kind of get the lineup going right now in the absence of those two. I think it's pretty clear from what we're watching. You know, even yesterday before the Yankee game on, yes, they had the Stanton and Rodon taking live BP, which I thought was good to see. Stanton moving around. So it does seem like he's on the way back. The Judge thing's interesting. I still believe he'll be here in October, but until we see it, I suppose a skeptical Yankee fan could sit there and think that he's not coming back this year. But I for a team that's not hitting and hasn't hit, now they hit a bunch of home runs last night. Garcia, it's funny because I heard Sean say to Evan yesterday, you're going to take Garcia to hit a home run today in his Yankee Stadium debut. And I thought, yeah, that's a good thought. That happens. And of course, he hits the home run last night. But it's an offense that's been pretty much invisible. And I thought what they did, which, you know, for a lot of Yankee fans wasn't great, comparatively speaking to what other teams did, I thought they did something to give the lineup a little bit of a shot in the arm. You see Lombard is now coming up. So, no, to me, it's more a matter of they're still trying to win the division as they wait for Judge and Stanton to come back. But I guess I see the other side of it, but I'm kind of with you in that I'm going the other way with that thinking.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it possible and probably likely that the Yankees don't know the answer to Aaron Judge coming back?
Very
and they're
possible.
Waiting to see what's going to happen, and maybe there isn't a definitive answer on it. So for us to speculate that they know and can see into the future exactly how it's going to go, I think is a little bit foolish as well. But, you know, the Yankee trade deadline has had two roadblocks the last number of years, and it's a philosophy standpoint. And one is that Hal Steinbrenner has given a hard and fast number that he doesn't want Brian Cashman to pass when it comes to the CBT and the luxury tax and taking on future salary. Now, I know this year is different because the CBA expires, but in previous years, he just doesn't want to deal with that. He said, we're not going over it. We're not taking on any other salary. And also, Brian Cashman does not like trading away his top prospects. And
Cashman sucks.
I think that if there is one thing that has held the Yankees back more than any other from winning a championship since 2009 is all these guys that Brian Cashman thought were going to turn into great homegrown players have not. And yesterday is a good example of two more that get sent down in Anthony Volpe and Jason Dominguez. Now, Dominguez still has more upside than I think Volpe has. We may never see Anthony Volpe again after what we saw this year, but you can just go down the list of guys who were supposed to be spectacular for them. Aaron Judge has been. Many others have not. I mean, from, you know, Greg Bird to Gary Sanchez. I know that Gleyber Torres was a trade, but still he was a guy who was a young guy expected to do a lot. He completely fell off. Volpe now, Dominguez, Clint Frazier. I mean, you could just go on and on with these guys where Brian Cash was like, we're holding on to this guy, Volpe, we're holding on to this guy. How many times are like, no way, no how is Anthony Volpe going to be involved in a trade? We are not trading that guy. So then you expected him to come up and be close to Derek Jeter if you were gripping onto him with your cold, dead hands. He couldn't go anywhere. And now he did go somewhere, back down into the minor leagues because he couldn't cut it.
Yeah.
This is, when you go into a trade deadline, you got to understand their philosophy. Now, Lombard, George Lombard Jr. comes up. Maybe he bucks this trend and turns into a great all-star homegrown player for the Yankees. But if you want to point to one thing, it's hoping that the prospects turn out, and they haven't for the most part.
Prospects are prospects until they're not. I mean, that's just, I mean, you can even go back to the Edwin Diaz trade with the Mets and the Mariners. And I know the Cano thing was a big part of that, why people hated it with the money and all that. But you know, Jared Kelnick, remember what he was supposed to be? What has his career turned out to be? You don't know. That's why as much of the return as the Mets got yesterday, and I heard David Stearns, I saw him talk to the media on Zoom yesterday, and the return and this haul, and great, if they turn out to be anything. Now, for the Yankees with Lombard, they better be right on Lombard, because you're kind of running, I should say, as the promo says, the walls are not closing in on Brian Cashman, and they've never been further away, which is true. But, you know, this is a guy that they have held in as high regard as anybody, maybe since Anthony Volpe. They need him to come out and play really well. They need him to be a superstar type of player, and we'll see. I mean, a lot of fans have been calling for this to happen for literally a month now. I know Evan was big on it last week, was one of his key features to one of his shows. Well, now you got him. It was whatever time after the game last night we found out. And as a baseball fan, I'm excited to see the kid play.
Yeah, sure.
And I hope he is really good. And I hope this team, because, you know, much like a lot of people around here, it's good for us when the Yankees and or the Mets are good. And right now the Mets aren't, so you're kind of hoping that the Yankees give you something, and maybe he is one that gives you a shot in the arm, the energy that maybe the clubhouse has been lacking, if it has been, because they've been kind of stale, even though they've won some games. And I know they had a 6-4 road trip. You know, you lose last night, all of a sudden it's 3-3 last six, and, you know, Chavihi was terrible, and I felt bad for the kid as he's given up home run after home run late. So maybe this is the shot in the arm that this team does need to get it going in a consistent uphill track again like they were earlier in the year.
And another reason why I think that they feel better about Judge and Stanton, we're seeing, but I mean, obviously, I need to see him perform. I need to see him come back, hit the ball, not get hurt again, is the fact that they, if they really believed that he wasn't coming back with the pitching that they had, mm-hmm. do you really think that they would have just punted the trade deadline?
No.
I mean, I don't think they would. I mean, this rotation can carry them through a lot. And if they really thought that Aaron Judge wasn't coming back this season, I thought they'd be more aggressive. Now, those two things that I just said still remain as roadblocks with bringing on salary and trading prospects, which are two things you have to do at a trade deadline if you're someone who wants to go out and get somebody. But I don't think that the Yankees would waste this pitching. They have invested so much in it, from Fried to Cole to Rodon, and obviously with Cam Schlittler, I mean, the exciting top of the rotation guy that could be here for 15 years. I just don't think that they would waste that in a year where we might not have baseball for half a season next year.
I agree. And the one thing I saw was when Adley Rutschman was traded to the Red Sox is when I kind of felt like Yankee fans were starting to lose their minds a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, I understand that the catching position for them has been offensively a problem. There's no disputing that. However, you've got eight other guys in a lineup. Like, it can't just simply fall on, we're not going to win a World Series because our catching spot is not hitting up to par. Is it a problem? Sure. Should it be the reason you don't win? No, I don't think so. Not with what I think they do have in this lineup. I saw a lot of people getting on the moves that they did make, bringing in these two players, you know, Ramos and Garcia. But the one thing about it, when you look at their splits, the lefty-righty thing isn't so bad. In totality, not great. If they're going to play every day, I think you get sick of them very quickly. But I think if it's done strategically and matchup-wise, I think it can work out. And I think they've got great versatility now in the infield with the guys that they've brought on. And Ramos can play the outfield, obviously. So I don't hate what the Yankees did. I don't love it. But I think it was kind of blah.